Words on Water.
Wendell Kunjar here. He's involved in the programming around research at WEFTEC. Wendell, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Travis. How are you?
I'm good. So could you explain for folks kind of what the research programming at WEFTEC consists of?
Absolutely. So the research and innovation programming is focused on attracting leading-edge research from academics, consultants, utility, and industry professionals. In addition to the cutting-edge research, we want to highlight applied research where we're taking cutting-edge technologies and applying it in practice for beneficial purposes within the water industry. So our program is really designed to have a technical focus that is attractive to people like professors, lecturers, design engineers, lab managers. But in addition, what we're also trying to do is to attract people in upper management who are looking for innovative solutions so that they can see technologies and approaches that could be leveraged at water utilities to benefit ratepayers and stakeholders.
I mean, obviously, this is like a critical area for the water sector. Science is always first. There's so much happening in that area. There's so much with technology and the digital transformation. So research and innovation are key. What are maybe some of the interesting topics or sessions or areas that attendees might want to check out this year?
Sure, Travis. So one of the things I want to mention as well before I jump into the actual sessions and topic areas is that the research symposia that sets the programming for WEFTEC does so in a collaborative manner. We work with the other symposia who are focused on specific topic areas like nutrients, biosolids, utility management, collection systems. And what we try to do is we try to ensure that there's really overlap between the applied, the leading edge, and the practical program elements. So this year, I think we have a pretty exciting program that we've put together in collaboration with our compatriots at the symposia. Some highlights would be program elements related to PFAS in the environment. So these are the perfluorinated compounds and their fate and transport in the environment. We also have innovative research related to next generation nitrogen removal, things related to densified activated sludge, which are then related to intensification of activated sludge. We're also working with water reuse collection systems to bring the best of topic areas from other conferences into WEFTEC so that, you know, the traditional attendees can get not just what was submitted to WEFTEC, but also the best of other conferences as well. The other thing I wanted to mention, Travis, is this year we have a really cool initiative where we're working with the NSF program director for the environmental cluster. And he's going to actually be on site. And what he's going to do is he's going to be able to provide some insight into funding that NSF provides for our academic colleagues. And also provide, he'll also be available for sit down and chat with those academics who might be inclined to submit proposals. The other cool topic areas that we have are we have the AESP late breaking session topic areas, which really highlight the leading edge research that academics and researchers are doing. And those topic areas range from resource recovery to molecular technologies. I think the other really important aspect of the program that we have is a master lecture that will be given by Bruce Logan this year. And Bruce has been involved in not just academic research, but he's been involved with applied research as well as consulting. And this year, his topic area is going to be related to bioenergy and wastewater treatment. And he's going to give a really nice lecture that basically spans, you know, the years of experience that he has on working from things like microbial fuel cells all the way to bioenergy production pathways for wastewater treatment.
Wow, fantastic. It sounds like there's a lot going on, some really key issues and very interesting topics. I appreciate you giving that overview, and I look forward to diving into some of this at WEFTEC myself. Thank you so much.
No problem, Travis.
I'm here with Kent Nichols. What's the focus of the utility management track at WEFTEC?
Operations has always been a big focus, but management is kind of a thing where sometimes managers need a little different style of content. Maybe they don't want to sit through sessions that are too much in detail on the technical aspects, and they need to think about other things. And some of those things are things like workforce and finance and long-range planning. And that kind of gets captured under the effective utility management realm that we've got. So hence our umbrella is utility management. But we also capture things like small communities. There's a pretty active small communities committee that deals with smaller systems and even on-site systems that has been with WEFTEC for quite a while. They have a great local committee that kind of deals with those things on the technical aspects. But quite a bit of the content that you see at WEFTEC is frequently directed towards larger utilities, you know, big cities. And so the small communities folks bring some different aspects of that, and we like to provide content for them. The Public Communication and Outreach Committee is another WEFTEC committee that kind of has its own kind of specific content dealing with, you know, how people get stakeholders involved with projects. More notably, obviously, of late, things like social media and electronic communications come into play. But that group has been very active and also works through our symposia to provide content for WEFTEC. And then we had there was like a financing group at one point in time that kind of has come into play with us. We also capture quite a bit of the asset management, which is a growing area. And project delivery is a big part of what we do as well. Alternative delivery, things like design build and construction manager at risk approaches to how to deliver your projects. More broadly, kind of encompassing the things that aren't necessarily technology all the time, but they have those same aspects. And then probably one of the big underlying things about utility management that we've got to play with is the idea of workforce. And obviously that's become a bigger issue in the industry lately. So we try to capture all those things that are either current or future challenges to the folks who are actually managing these utilities day to day, who have to make decisions and figure out how to run the operations with a lot of staff to do the technical aspects, but with a need to kind of look forward into the future as well. And then we do a lot of crossover as part of that. One of the big areas we cross over in is the idea of the concept of resiliency and sustainability. We've always been looking at energy management for many years. And in fact, that's what kind of got me into the utility management end of things. But that's kind of grown and modified itself over time to more of a focus on the ideas of resiliency in general. Things like climate change obviously come under resiliency. A lot of issues with flooding and storm preparation, but lately we've even expanded into other areas such as cybersecurity and you know, electrical resiliency and other things. Had a really interesting session last year that we co-hosted on electrical system resiliency.
Is there anything specific this year that you might want to call to the attention of folks coming to WEFTEC and put it on their radar to attend?
So we always have a good number of program things that we feel strongly about. And like I said, because we cover so much ground, it's always kind of a little bit of a challenge to pick one or two things that we're really trying to do. One session that we have liked for a few years now is we have a roundtable, kind of a forum for utility managers, trying to be, you know, the best that utility managers can be in, you know, making that aspect better. We try to assemble some of the people who are really, you know, using their tools to run their utilities well. And that's actually session 327, which is the leadership forum. that's been a great session for us in the past. It features a lot of great speakers. I think this year, Mike Sweeney from Toho Water and Todd Swingle from Orange County Utilities are running that session. Very, very important content. We also have some interesting things happening in integrated planning, which is part of capital planning, which falls under EUM. And we partnered with Watershed this year, the Watershed Symposium, to put a couple of sessions on integrated planning. So we have a really neat roundtable session on integrated planning and how to fit that together in combination with other things. That's session 419. And that one is actually hosted by, I think, Ting Lu from Clean Water Services. Really good stuff. Lot of range covered. One of the neat kind of newer ideas that we cover on the other end of things, project delivery, how to get projects delivered. We now this year have a session. We have a few sessions on different types of project delivery approaches, but this year we have a neat session on progressive design build, which is kind of a newer approach to the additional start on design builds that was, you know, you kind of progress the job out a little bit, issue a package, and then the contractor takes over and runs. Progressive takes some different approaches to keeping the owner involved in decision-making a little further through the process and gives a little bit more control through that course to both the owner and the contractor to collaborate a little bit. And so we're really interested in seeing what we can do with that progressive design build section. That is session 614. Looking forward to having, some different types of content in the discussions of design build for that one. So, and there's a lot, and probably I should probably mention one more, which is public communications and outreach committee. Like I said, has always been pretty active. And Julianne LaRocque, who's on our committee, is actually working with Julie Karlskin and a few other folks to host a really neat outreach session called Communicate, Communicate, Communicate. And they have the sometimes challenging mantle of hosting that session after lunch on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So we're curious to see. They always have great engaging sessions. They're really good folks. They have some great speakers this year, and they really have the ability to motivate audiences. And I'm hoping that we can attract some good folks since we've shortened the schedule at WEFTEC for the technical content to end at, I guess, 3 on Wednesday afternoon. We're hoping we can attract some really good folks into that last session and make that a really interesting one. But they always promise some pretty good activity level, so I'm hoping that goes pretty well.
You've made the case for WEFTEC attendees to head towards a lot of these utility management sessions and topic areas. Looks like it's going to be a great year. And thank you for all your work that you've put in and volunteering to help put all of this programming together along with your colleagues. And we'll see you in Chicago.
Great. Thanks. See you soon, Travis.
We are joined by Gary McDonald. He is Vice Chair for the Future Issues Programming at WEFTEC. In his full-time job, he's with BECA. He is the Water Market Director. Gary, you're down in New Zealand, and I'm glad we're able to connect with our big differences in time.
Yes, it's quite common for me to be having early morning phone calls with my colleagues in the States.
Future issues. This is a really interesting area of content for WEFTEC. What does that mean?
Well, for many years now, we've been the stream which looks into the as far as we can see into the future and brings to WEFTEC those issues that are not yet mainstream. So I do recall many years ago papers on climate change mitigation and adaptation, even before it became topical globally. We also had cross-boundary water issues. So these are the areas that we try and bring to WEFTEC that start out small but rapidly get absorbed into the mainstream as they become topical.
And why do you think it's important to have a whole section of programming at WEFTEC that is dedicated to this area?
Well, two things really. I think that our delegates need to to know what's coming so they can plan for these issues that and they may appear in only some parts of the world, but they rapidly become very global. So the other part of our program is to look across to scan the global water environmental scene and just bring to the program topics that we think are important for delegates to start thinking about.
And WEFTEC is obviously a great place for this to happen, since you have so many people coming to one location from really all corners of the globe. So it's a good opportunity to tap into that knowledge about what's happening out there. So this year at WEFTEC 2019, what are some of the areas of interest, you know, when it comes to this programming? What are some of the specific topics that folks might want to check out?
Well, I think there's probably four that I'm particularly keen and proud that we're bringing to WEFTEC. We're having a plenary session on the Monday right after the opening general session on the value of water, and it's called Water is Priceless. And we've got guest speakers from NASA talking about what happens in space. I mean, if you are going to go to Mars, where do you get water from? So it's all recycled, and on the space station as well. We're also bringing a speaker from Singapore, from Public Utilities Board over there, where they do recycle water into the public supply. They have a product called New Water. So that's one area. We have a Native American speaker, and we have a speaker talking about the Maori in New Zealand. The third aspect is that of the water food energy nexus, and we're concentrating on the connections between food production and the impact that can have on water supply and water quality, agricultural chemicals, nitrates, runoff to rivers from pasture. All of those things are important for us to understand and appreciate the connection between growing food and but also preserving the water environment. And the last area, just a short section, but it's on the coastal water issues. You know, all our surface waters run eventually to the sea, and many of these coastal areas are used for food gathering, but more importantly for recreation. And there have been some instances in Florida recently where we've had algal blooms in Florida waters, which have impacted on sea life. We've had microplastics being flushed off the land. So we're just going to start. That's a very formative or new area, really, talking about the coastal water issues. It's something WEF hasn't traditionally concentrated on. So the coastal water issues is something that WEF has not traditionally focused on in any of the technical sessions or any of our publications. That's how it goes. We've had a couple of sessions on coastal water issues, and they have certainly brought forward a number of interesting abstracts.
What else might be covered kind of under that coastal issues umbrella?
The papers we've had come forward fall into two or three categories, really. If you talk about the gross pollutants like microplastics and just debris from streets with that coming out of stormwater, that's one. But then we've got the sort of the invisible or less visible, which is sediment running off from the land from earthworks. That sediment clouds the water and means that sea life can't survive. But there's also the nutrients from the land, nitrogen, phosphorus, etc., and they can give rise to eutrophication. So really three, large solids, smaller solids such as sediment, and then the what I call the invisible pollutants, and including in that is the emerging contaminants. So it's a bunch of things. They're all related to water quality, and they all fall into what I see as the water environment.
Yeah. I wanted to circle back and touch on and ask again if you could follow up in the same way. I'm interested in the content that looks at indigenous populations. And could you talk a little bit about what kind of content is going to be there?
It's interesting to reflect on how we've got modern technology, and we believe that that's probably going to answer all our water issues. But in actual fact, some of the water conservation practices and just environmental practices of native peoples around the world, it's worth reflecting on they were living without the benefit of technology, and yet they had to preserve water and land because that's where all their food came from. So it's just interesting to reflect on what they did that we could perhaps adopt and refine, rather than just accepting technology as being the answer to all of our environmental issues.
Well, Gary, thank you for all your volunteer work helping to pull together what sounds like an excellent program in these future issues and global issues. And there's a lot to check out for people attending WEFTEC.
Thanks, Travis. See you in Chicago.
Hi, we're here with Belinda Sturm to talk about WEFTEC Preview. And Belinda, what is going on this year in your program area? What's it all about?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I am vice chair of the Municipal Design Symposium, and we receive abstracts from consulting engineers, utilities, and academics that are all focused on the municipal wastewater design. And that ranges a lot of processes. We have a tremendous amount of interest in primary treatment right now and carbon capture to optimize biogas production. We also have innovative design processes that we evaluate and organize special sessions around every year. The hot topics this year include aerobic granular sludge, which has been a hot topic for the last several years, and membrane aerated biofilm reactors, MABRs. Those are two new processes that are being implemented and tested. A lot of new processes that include hydrocyclones to improve settleability. So really our symposium receives the best abstracts from consulting manufacturers and utilities that are looking at these new designs, how to implement them, what are the results that are being seen in the real world. We typically get the most abstracts of the symposia, and we have a really high threshold of quality for the folks who make it on the stage.
Excellent. What are some of the interesting sessions or areas this year at WEFTEC that attendees might want to check out?
Yeah, one of the things we've been trying to implement is to broaden our audience base. And this includes having sort of fundamentals is what we're calling them, fundamental sessions. These are targeted for junior consulting engineers or students. We want our program to be accessible for younger professionals. And so to do that, we have a few sessions that are titled Fundamentals, and they have some of the best folks in the industry who have volunteered to have more basic, still high quality presentations, but something that you don't have to have 20 years of experience to follow along. So those fundamental sessions, I'm really excited to broaden our audience base. We also always emphasize mobile sessions. So to get our manufacturers and our representatives on the WEFTEC floor, the expo floor, connected with people who are speccing out their equipment or using it. So those sessions are popular. We always have sold out blower sessions, but this year we also have an instrumentation mobile session that we're doing for the first time. And we have a mobile fundamental session as well, so trying to target those young professionals. The last sort of session I'll highlight is we always do invite a few people to do hot speaking events. And this year, David Jenkins, who I think anyone listening to this would probably know his name tied to bulking sludge, he's actually giving an introductory talk to the bulking sludge session. And I think that'll be really a nice opportunity for people to hear him who maybe haven't heard him, especially those young professionals who haven't perhaps heard Dr. Jenkins speak before.
Fantastic. It sounds like tremendous content. I love that idea that you are aiming at those younger professionals and trying to lift up their knowledge base. So it sounds like there's great stuff going on. And thank you for all of the time and effort you put into helping create this great content.
Thanks.
Words on Water.